Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I am your host, Bob Berry. Wouldn't it be uncanny if you suddenly met someone who looked exactly like you? It happens in this episode under peculiar circumstances. Indulge your imagination for a few moments as we recreate this unnerving event in a piece entitled Mirror Image.
Gorgeous day. Really fall azure skies, towering buildings. Love New York City. I'm walking up 8th Avenue, encountering few people. Strangely quiet. It's odd for this time of the morning. People I do see are certainly not like in my Midwest hometown, where they usually say hello or good morning. Not here. This is the harsh reality of New York. Salutations and eye contact are hard to come by. Oh well. I just keep doing my thing, walking up 8th. Wait, why am I walking? Why not? New York City, love it or leave it. I have a desk job on the 64th floor, great view of the city, decent salary, enough to afford my Greenwich apartment. Job. So why am I walking up 8th? Pull yourself together, buddy. There's something wrong here. It's a weekday. You should be behind your desk. Nearing my favorite restaurant now. Come here a couple of times a month for the exercise and the four cheese omelet. I look through the window. Someone is a heaping omelet on his plate. I look at the man in his suit and tie, and he looks like me. Swear to God, just like me. I look away, then back, and adjust my vision, in case I'm merely seeing my own reflection in the glass. But no. I tap on the window, trying to get his attention, but he doesn't acknowledge. Uncanny. He looks exactly like... Suddenly, very slowly, he lays his knife and fork down on the plate, dabs his mouth with a napkin, and looks at me with no expression, as if looking through me. Never in my life have I seen someone who so closely resembles me. I enter the restaurant and cast a sideways glance at him. Could I have a twin? Suddenly, the spitting image raises his hand, points at me, and gestures for me to join him. I sit across from him and stare into a mirror. He speaks.
Unnerving, isn't it?
What?
Don't worry. You'll get used to it.
I'm not sure what to say.
I know. Beautiful morning.
Yes.
You doing okay?
I guess.
You look troubled. Want to talk?
About?
The past.
I don't...
Oh, I think you do. Let's reminisce. There was once a morning similar to this one. In September. Remember?
Of course I remember. I was in my office, sitting at my desk.
64th floor.
Yes. I was glancing at pictures of my kids, and...
And?
I dropped my favorite pen. A gift from my wife. Had my name engraved on it.
What happened to it?
Not sure.
Then what?
I got down on my knees to pick it up.
And did you?
No. I suddenly heard a loud noise, a whining noise very close to the window.
And then?
Damnedest thing. I was looking north when I saw the sun explode from behind the clouds. I'd never seen the sun on that side of the building before.
The sun?
That's what I thought.
When was this?
Mid-morning, I think.
That's right.
How... How do you know?
I was there.
With me? Who are you?
Who do I look like?
A bit like me.
A bit like? Come on, you can do better than that.
All right, I feel like I'm looking into a mirror.
Well?
What should I make of this?
Can you finally face the truth? Can you? Describe your office the day the sun rose on the north side of your building.
More of a cubicle than an office. There were many of us who shared the space. Bitch of a view, you know. Entire Manhattan landscape laid out below.
Describe your cubicle.
Pictures of kids tacked around. Wife and me on vacation.
Does this talk help?
Yes.
Good.
It helps to talk. Yes. What more is there to say?
Your last recollections.
Snow. I saw snow falling through the heat.
Or confetti, maybe?
Maybe. But I hoped it was snow. I remember running toward the broken window, looking out. But it was only confetti. Shredded office paper.
Yes. And then you made the famous swan dive. Many photographers captured it.
I am embarrassed by that. Certainly would not have qualified for the Olympics with that one, would I?
Why not? I thought it was rather spectacular. And gutsy.
For one thing, my heel caught on the jagged glass of the windowsill and I tumbled.
Still, photographs caught you in a perfect dive. The iconic shot of the day.
All right. Enough. Halfway down, I knew it was coming, and in a total blackout. No pain. Didn't feel a thing.
I'll leave you with your thoughts. But we'll talk again, whenever you're in the mood.
I'd like that. Do you have a name?
What's yours?
Does it matter?
Not a bit.
After a cold front passed through the previous night, producing thunderstorms, September 11th, 2001, dawned with a bright blue sky. It provided a surreal backdrop when terrorists crashed two hijacked planes into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. Winds out of the west-northwest kept much of the smoke billowing out of the collapsed towers from blowing over Manhattan. The day's high was 81 and the low was 63, a few degrees above average. Weather-wise, it was a beautiful day.
Mirror Image was written and directed by Bob Berry. The cast included Tyler Marks, Larry Adams, and Hazel Gillespie. Original theme music by Brian Lee Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. I am your host, Bob Berry. Join us again for another unusual tale from A Walk in the Dark.